The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Miami Hurricanes basketball and Supporter Shield winners Inter Miami.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-3.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
Oh, sounds good.
The special sweatshirt.
You're on the air. When he finds something funny on the internet and he doesn't realize we're back. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. You done watching silly videos?
Oh, dude. You get caught in a little rabbit hole. Somebody send you a little Instagram.
I've been there.
You just start flashing through them.
Comedian Tom Segura is going to be bringing his Come Together tour to Hard Rock Live on Thanksgiving Eve. We got your chance to win tickets to see him. Keep listening to our show for details. We'll give those away this hour. I'm not going to make you guys wait the entirety of the program, but let us get to headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. All right. Let's get to this. You familiar with Boomer Esiason?
Yes, I am.
He is on our sister station.
I actually played against Boomer.
Oh, yeah.
The last time the Bengals went to the Super Bowl, down here.
Hmm.
He was the quarterback.
Well, he is the host of the morning show on WFAN. And Boomer Esiason had some thoughts on where Aaron Rodgers has brought the Jets, and it's not good in Boomer's eyes. Here he was.
I hate to say it, man. It's like Aaron Rodgers has completely sucked the air out of the building. And I think so many guys are deferring to who he is in their minds. And in my mind, he is a first ballot Hall of Fame player. One of the great quarterbacks when he was in his prime that we have ever seen. But, you know, since he has come here over the last 2 years, every player on this team, I feel like, has deferred everything to him. And the reason I say that is because Russell Wilson said something about Mike Williams yesterday, and it was being reported during the game that when Mike Williams showed up to Pittsburgh, he showed up with such a big smile, and he was so happy, like he was so unencumbered by playing for the Jets and with the Jets and with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, there you go. And Boomer saying that that Aaron Rodgers, well, listen, he threw him right under the bus.
I mean, look, sometimes you get thrown under the bus because you put yourself in that situation, right? And based on how Aaron Rodgers talks and some of the things he says, when he came in, he just made it sound like, oh, yeah, I'm here. It's go time.
That's right.
Okay. And last year he got hurt. And this year, right, with the same players, they're not any good. And so the impact that he was going to make, the impact that they paid him to make, he's not making. And a coach got fired, and they tried to put it on everything else when it's okay, like, to understand that maybe we shouldn't have signed 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers. okay? Because you can't take the anomaly and say, our guy's going to be that.
I mean, it happens with talented guys sometimes, too. Like, they think you think that they're going to be these saviors. But like, that's happened.
That's not what happened.
Here's what happened. If the Jets want to blame somebody, don't blame Aaron Rodgers.
It's not his fault.
Blame Tom Brady.
It's not everything Tom Brady's fault.
Tom Brady had all these people thinking that our guy could do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Oh, 40 is the new.
Although Tom never had a 40. Torn Achilles.
No, but I'm just saying. Even with that, even New England didn't think he was going to be what he was in Tampa because he was 40-something years old. And I understand that.
Yeah, but age aside, like, I think he's also talking about like the personality thing of him too, like he's just a drag to be around. Like we all now can clearly see that he's washed, but it's also one of these things where there's got to be athletes sometimes that don't realize that that's hit them, or that's got to be a mental drain on everybody.
All the stuff that I have talked about, none of it was about him. And what his impact would be in the locker room, okay? That's what Boomer was hitting at.
Yep.
That he has sucked the life out of that locker room.
How does that make you feel, Vlad?
I don't think he sucked the life out of that locker room. I just think the team sucks. That's it. Basically, that's what it is. I still think he could quarterback the team. I just think he's not the same quarterback that can put everything on his back and on his shoulders to lead a team. Listen. Calm down, bald head. The talent that the Jets thought that they had was not what was expected to show out, as you can see. So because of that, he had to do more. And when he has to do more, that. He's not the same guy. He was not expected to do that. He was just supposed to more so game manage. Just get the ball to the receivers and their talent and let them do what they need to do.
He can't do that.
But they can't do that. Why is that? Offensive line is not good. The team was just not good. They're talented, but they're just not good. And I'm not blaming it on him. It didn't matter if they fired the coach because if Robert Saleh was there, it's the same BS would still be happening.
Really, it was a pointless firing.
It didn't matter if it was fire him or not. The same results would have happened.
But they did do two things. I think if we just take the Aaron Rodgers being old aside, like they did PR things for him to make it cover up like that was going to fix it, like firing the coach and like going to get Devontae Adams. And...
But like, those were things that were going to happen. Like the Devontae thing was almost
understood that he wanted to be there, but this was acted like he has him like do the little cameo sneaky sneaks on Pat McAfee, like it was going to be the fix all.
Everybody loves narratives. Come on, man. What are you talking about? I mean, you know, the narrative is Tua comes back, he's going to save the Dolphins, and you know, you've never seen a game against Arizona get so much coverage like that. That's the story.
Arizona's fun. They should get more coverage. They're kind of fun.
But that's the coverage. That's the story. And the Jets put themselves out there. And if they succeeded, they would be great. But they also left themselves to be criticized if it didn't go well. And it hasn't gone well.
Here's the problem, Vlad. If you're average looking, you better have a great personality. And I'm saying... that Aaron Rodgers came in there like he was going to be the savior with how he acted, with the demands, with how he was talking, okay? And then he started playing. And everybody realized, you ain't that guy. You was that guy, but you ain't that guy. Not no more.
Damn, it's just
and
done.
So what has happened is that everybody in New York did what they had to do to appease Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
In hopes that he was going to be anything close to what could help this team win.
Anything.
And the fact of the matter is he kind of snake oil salesman you.
Oh, definitely. Well, that's what an ayahuasca user would do.
Well, hold on. Time out. Wait. That's funny.
Because, wait, Vlad.
That's funny.
Vlad, he's not even close to...
Listen, but Leroy, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Nobody was saying we want... Nobody was asking for 2011, 2012 Aaron Rodgers.
They kind of were.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But you know what? Even that year, that last year that he had at Green Bay... Where he wasn't that great, it's still 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Jets, listen, but they didn't make the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs that year. That's the year that the Lions, that's when the Lions' resurgence started to come. They beat them, knocked them out of the playoffs. But in your mind, if you're, as Jets fans, and you're looking at, with all this talent, and we've been 7-10 with some of the worst quarterback play you've ever seen. Even a 26 touchdown, 12 interception 2022 Aaron Rodgers would be better than the horrible display of quarterback that we've seen. That's it.
You're leaving all the other variables.
What other variables is that? What's that noise?
That your
the darkness.
Isn't that
awesome? Oh, that's the ayahuasca? That's the ayahuasca noise?
I know the darkness.
Hey, but Vlad,
L. Tobin Hubbard? What is going on here?
But you're making the assumption that your offense and your offensive weapons and your offensive line, it was comparable
to what
what Green Bay had.
Right, okay.
But that's not... No, offensive line gave up more sacks.
O line and so.
But in fairness, too, not to harp on the off field stuff. Like he also did this song and dance in his last couple years in
VP?
Green Bay too. Where not even just the VP thing. I'm talking about like he would do this whole thing. Was I going to retire randomly? Am I going to go host Jeopardy? Then he's like, I'll show for the last season. He was mad because they drafted Jordan Love, even though he wasn't as much of a jerk to Jordan Love as Brett Favre was to him. Like, it was a whole thing with him there, too. And so to think of that baggage, which, New York media is going to echo that stuff a lot more than Green Bay does, was going to put you in a worse position because that stuff is going to be blasted a lot more if you're not the same guy.
Here's the thing I hate. All the things that I said about Aaron Rodgers, right, before he got here, before he got to New York, had nothing to do with what I think about his career. It has to do with me thinking of what his career going to look like when he's 40. And that was my whole point. But it ended up being, I hate Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you do.
And for other people to just think that Aaron Rodgers was going to be your savior, and then after Achilles, still think that at 40, I just think that was ridiculous.
We'll take a break.
I can deal with we can deal with all the other stuff if he's performing. We dealt with crazy Aaron Rodgers for years because he was balling. Now he's doing that stuff and he ain't playing well and the team's not playing well. And to be honest with you, nobody wanted to deal with.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With it.
And the old get crazier. Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy. I'll let you guys know again, you guys can join WQM in Hollywood for the Joe Rose Show this Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Tamarack Moose Lodge on Rock Island Road in Tamarack to watch Miami take on Las Vegas in pro football action.
Hey, you figure instead of a head of a moose, they have Joe Rose's big-ass head on the wall?
With antlers, though. With antlers, though.
With antlers.
A dog with antlers. You teach a little dog there.
Enjoy ice cold beer specials and get yourself entered to win a golf foursome at the Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation. Ladies and gentlemen, check that out. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAxeAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Quite breezy out there today. These winds look like they are 20-plus miles an hour. My trees are in distress right now. It is mostly cloudy by me. Winds look like they're coming out of the east. And again, it's 20 plus. And I would say temperatures around 85 degrees. It has been warm also. I'm guessing it'll cool off when the wind starts turning and coming out of the north a little bit.
The king of the north.
The king of the north.
What did you guess?
What?
Temperature?
85.
That's been your go-to of recent.
Well, because usually once you get a run of a little over 80, it's going to be pretty consistent the same day.
He's so
day
damn
after
good.
Day
good,
until dude. The weather changes.
He's so damn good. It's 84.
Oof.
I'm telling you, dude. Massive. Like, don't ever underestimate
the power of a golfer.
Me golfing in the morning, because I know what. Think about this. I know what I need to wear. I know what I need to bring if there's a chance for rain. Right? I got to know what kind of shoes I'm going to wear if it car paths only. So I'm going to have to get my walkers. So I'm always prepared for all the conditions. So I can look outside and tell you, like, if I'm looking, say, if I was going golfing and I looked outside, I would know, like, what kind of shots I need to practice, what kind of clothes I need to bring. Do I need to bring my umbrella or do I can leave it in the truck? Do I need to bring some rain pants? So I go through this every day.
Rain pants sound funny.
Rain pants. Until your ass get wet.
Tell you who played.
And then you got soggy pants for 2 more hours of golf.
I'll tell you who played like rain pants last night.
Who?
Joel Embiid.
Ah, yes. Cat was giving it to
struggled.
Him.
He struggled.
Struggled? That man couldn't catch his breath, man. That man's so out of shape.
He always look out of shape, though.
Dude, he had played 26 minutes, Leroy. He had 3 rebounds. He was 2 of 11.
He had 3 rebounds?
3 rebounds.
You're 7 feet. You should get through 5 rebounds just naturally.
Right. You should accidentally get 5 to 6.
Oof. You know what's as bad as my Jets are? Philadelphia 76ers could be the New York Jets.
Oh, they're trash.
Of the NBA this season.
Yep, because they keep signing these players that just don't change the outcome of their team whatsoever.
That's why I was laughing at Sam Van Gundy, who was like, Miami's not in the class of Philadelphia. I'm like, you really trust in Philadelphia? Like, you know, trust Cleveland, trust Orlando, trust any of these other teams. You're going to trust Philadelphia? Why do you guys keep trusting Philadelphia?
And speaking of last night in the NBA, I got to do this because, you know, Frog Boy's not here.
Oh.
Yo, let me tell you this. There's Clay. Only one person that Steph Curry, I think, in the world respects and understands, like, you know, if they face each other, that they understand the magnitude. That's LeBron. He understands. Okay. Everybody else, they're beneath them. There's some nastiness between all three of them. That if Clay.
Sick of each other.
Huh?
Sick of each other. You think?
It's got to be because, listen, if you guys happen to go elsewhere, other adventures, right?
Yep.
I still think Tobin and Leroy are going to hit each other up after working for 7 or nearly 8 years. They're still going to hit each other up and be like, hey, what's going on? How you doing? When you hear Clay hasn't talked to Draymond and Steph ever since they decided to not re-sign him.
Right, and he said he's been locked in.
Locked in. You're not
locked
in.
That was the first thing that D-Wade and LeBron said after they parted. We still talk to each other. We're still brothers. We love each other. Now, there's definitely something.
Because here's why. Can I tell you maybe why?
Sure. Why is that?
I think Clay left there with the whole idea of they approached Steph with it, and Steph was cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so If you Clay, you looking at like, so you wanted Draymond, and you were okay with them not paying me, I can understand why Klay would take that personally.
For sure. I can see that too.
You see what I'm saying? Like, but Draymond?
Yeah, but he's more.
Now, keep in mind,
he's more important.
Klay been struggling the last few years. So
that's what I'm saying.
He's been also that.
And he was hurt for two years.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, they went with the guy that they still feel is a still more important piece of whatever that team is, you know, left from that championship team. But
Draymond got more great than Steve Kerr.
Did you think that Steph Curry last night a bit much?
What? He went D-Wade.
He was,
this is my S. This is my Golden State pointing to Golden State holding the.
He screams at the camera.
This is my S. This is my ish. This is my ish. Like, come on. You going D. Like, you. What are you trying to say? Like, that's your man's. I'm not doing that. If that's my boy, I'm not doing all of that.
Man.
Yeah, I'm not going extra.
I'm not going extra hard.
I'm
like,
not going extra.
Now you making me, because everybody loves, you know, Steph Curry. We all think he's the boy next door. He's such great. But now you're making me really think, oh, you guys, there is beef between you three. Mm-hmm. Or at least between you two, because you were guarding him. That was the other thing. Steph Curry is not a person who's a defender, who was looking to defend. He defended, he guarded Klay throughout the whole game.
Yeah.
When it's Steph Curry, you ask Steph Curry to guard Kyrie Irving, nah, I'm good.
But check this out. Steph can do no wrong in this league.
He's beloved.
And so he's beloved. Like,
right.
I don't know. There ain't nobody that got it like Steph in the NBA. Nobody.
No, like yesterday when you watched the game, you was like, man, how many more times am I going to be able to get a chance to witness this? Because, I mean, what is this? Year 16 for Steph?
He's like legitimately like a rock star. Like you go and see all these other guys. Yeah, people are loved and LeBron's loved. Giannis gets a lot of people. Dude, nobody is like this guy in the league when he comes to town. Nobody.
First of all, when he comes to town, you could look him in the eye. That already separates him.
But he's also like his pregame routine is a show.
His demeanor is just not like anybody else. Like he's one of the few people that he's an animal on the basketball court, but approachable.
Yeah.
Right? And so everybody gets caught up in that. You can't say there ain't nobody saying nothing bad about like even LeBron, as great as he is. He have his critics. Steph ain't got no critics.
That's because Steph looks like your son.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
That's it.
You take that away. You can look him in the eye.
That's it. But if Steph was as muscular like Russell Westbrook, nobody would be loving him like that. But he's not.
Every kid wants to play like him.
Wait. Russell Westbrook, his smile is a growl. Right?
I'll tell you else who is approachable, lovable, friendly, great business. That's A&T Dry Cleaners, man. For the best dry cleaning in South Florida, use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. 40-plus years owned and run, Leroy.
That's right. And if you mention Tobin and Leroy, you'll get 25% off your order. That's right. Just mention you heard about A&T Dry Cleaners from Tobin and Leroy, and you'll get 25% off your order. Here's what you do. Give our man Ira a call, 954-610-9383, to ask for pricing. They have a seamstress on site, but you got to call and get a quote. That season's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got them pictures.
Picture day.
You know you got the family pictures for the holidays. You know, for y'all that visit church on the big days, that mean Christmas, Easter. You might need your suit taken in or something. If you have your prom or any of that, he'll take care of you. Just give him a call at 954-610-9383. He'll give you a quote on the price. Seamstress can do some things same day,
But
you need to call and check with him. Don't just go over there and bring yourself and say, Tobin and Leroy sent you over here and say you could do it today. That's a lie.
He going to call us, and we going to tell you we did not say that.
Right.
So give him a call, get a quote.
But that would still get you 25% off. You're not going to maybe...
It'll still get
25% off.
It'll just be tomorrow.
I would like to know from Ara if he thought that Steph Curry was a bit much last night. I got to find out from him. Did he think... Ara, did you feel Steph Curry was a bit of a show pony last night? And he'd probably be like, not as much as you are. Anyway, though, they've been serving all of Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach counties for over 40 years, guys. As Leroy said, you mentioned our show, 25% off your order. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never want to launder your own clothes again. That number one more time, 954-610-9383. Jennifer joins the show for a little Rats Off a Ship next.
Rats Off a Ship, Game 6.
Rats Off a Ship.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Got some juicy stuff to get to at the top of next hour as we have a former Miami Dolphin ripping the team. So we'll get to that. But first, want to let you guys know, Whiskey Stars and Cigars is almost here, everybody. It is almost here. It is coming up next Wednesday. If you guys already RSVP'd, you'll be good to go. Carries over. We got it storm delayed a couple of times.
Are we sure about this now? Because we're still not out of hurricane season. So we sure
I'm actually kind of scared about that.
I don't know. It has been cursed. Now, to be fair, these storms did not hit us directly. There was some bad weather, you know, but storms are storms.
The last one, it wasn't even bad weather. We shut down all the South Florida.
Abundance of caution. But it is presented by WQM and Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. And you guys can come talk sports with us next Wednesday at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. You guys can enjoy a sample of Aberfeldy 12-year-old single malt scotch whiskey. Love a single malt.
You just like liquor.
That's
what
fair.
What are you doing?
You guys will also get a cigar from Drew Estate. That is coming up next Wednesday, November 20th, at Tabacon Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year. Sponsored by the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. And brought to you by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call them up, 866-FAIR-FEE. One person who always is fair, but she's firm, it's Jennifer. What do you got for us today, Jay Fig, for Rats Off a Ship?
I appreciate that intro very, very much. First, we have the NBA Cup Court's blue court. Oh. How do we feel about that?
Rats Off a Ship. Don't like it. It's too blue. I don't like all these courts being wacky colors. A little bit of, you know, trophy, cool. I don't mind doing something different to acknowledge it's a cup game. Dude, it's too much. Remember when we used to get upset with the Color Rush uniforms? This is like that on steroids. It's too much, Leroy.
Wait a minute. Did he have one too?
I know. But it's too much.
No. Because you didn't say that with the Heat.
It's red. I didn't really love it, though.
No, you never said
that. The blue,
but
dude.
You never said that. You never said that.
It looked like a Smurf died on the court yesterday.
You did say that.
You didn't say that. All of a sudden, you
didn't say that. You said
I can't say the other. We only got one strike today.
Please don't.
Rats off a ship.
I'm not rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
I may not be a fan of all the courts, but what they have done is made the court special, so you know that it's a cup game.
I'm for special, but it's got to look good.
But that is the only way to really do it. If you just put a regular court and put like a cup on it, you're not going to know. So I appreciate the fact that they went out of their way to let you know, cup game.
I'm looking at the Celtics court last night. It's green. Ugh.
I'm just saying.
Brutal.
Like, you know it was a cup game, right?
I mean, I know it was
a cup game.
That's
the whole point of it.
I know it's a cup game because they only played on Tuesdays and Fridays.
No, but every Tuesday and Friday game is not a cup game.
Sheesh. J-Fig, where
the
are your
Celtics
rats?
The court is very trippy.
So you're rats.
I'm not
you're
rats not, off the ship.
I'm not rats off the ship.
J-Fig, you like it?
You know,
I didn't say I liked it.
I embraced the weird, the change, you know. I don't know. That's just me.
It's just something to signify what that tournament is.
I also really like the memes that are coming out of this, so I'm not rats off of shit.
But, like, couldn't the Heat do something? Like, remember when they did the mashup? Like, they could make a vice court. Like, they could do something like that where it would distinguish it for those games. Like, why does it have to be...
Did it.
Why does it have to be so overbearing?
That's the whole point.
Especially on TV, I would say.
It's a lot.
Yeah, that blue court makes it look like European basketball, doesn't it?
Vlad?
Fam, I've been rats off a ship in this since last year. I'm Stuart Little off this ship. Let me tell you this, all right? I don't need to see all of this. I had to take a gummy yesterday to enjoy to watch the game because that's the only way you can. It has to be psychedelic or something like that. What kind of craziness
Seriously.
Is this? Put the court back to the way it's supposed to be.
What are they supposed to be swimming out there? It's so blue.
Dude, green even court? Who wants to play on a green court?
Even with all the color rushes they had, old Scary Terry still couldn't keep his feet on it.
That's Scary Terry. What's number two, Jennifer?
Wait, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Just out of curiosity, why don't they just make the court a foot wider? Because having these big foot basketball players trying to shoot corner threes, they got to stand on their tippy toes.
Did they do that? Did they do that for the Clippers' new arena? Like, did they figure that out, or is it just still the same?
No, the court's the court.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm saying, why don't they just make the court a foot wider? Because of all these big foot basketball players standing in the corner, they can barely fit their feet in between the 3-point line and the out of bounds anyway.
Yeah, what does Wemby do?
Wemby just puts a pinky toe out. That's all
he
can do.
He don't shoot from the corner.
No, he doesn't.
But don't you think that's crazy that there's a spot on the court? You know what it's like? You ever go play pool at somebody's house and then you lift up the pool cue and it hit the wall?
Yep.
That's what that feels like.
You got that homeroom advantage.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they couldn't just say, hey, we're going to make the court a foot wider because, well, it's pretty ridiculous that you can't even stand and shoot a
three. How about everybody was there yesterday, and when poor Tim Hardaway is writhing in pain on the floor, you have four towel guys with the smallest towels ever to try and cover up the scene.
They got, like, wet naps?
They're like...
Oh, try to cover it up?
They're trying to be like, you can't see
it. It's like they're using disinfecting wipes.
Like, all right, thanks, guys.
All that being said, towels don't work anyway, as we knew when we went and watched the weigh-in.
That's right.
you had a special...
So we went to watch the weigh-in. We were broadcasting from the weigh-in. And a guy had to come in the weigh-in. He had to strip down, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were holding the towel here. And he was standing over here butt naked.
Jeez. Oof.
We were like...
Of course that would happen next to you, too.
It wasn't next to us.
Well, you were there.
Like, we were like, hey, that towel is not very effective.
It's pretty thin.
Nah, he was just not even standing behind it.
Oh. Wow,
damage is done.
By the way, definitely breaking news from Shams.
Who's hurt?
They are just updating Greg Popovich's health status. Uh-oh. They revealed that he suffered a mild stroke last week.
Damn, Wemby gave him a stroke?
A stroke, dude. And no timeline for his return, but he's expected to make a full recovery. So that's good news for the Popovich family.
See what the
family.
Young did?
Jennifer, what's number two?
We have Anthony Richardson being back as starting QB.
Flacco did Flacco things.
I mean, I'm not rats off his shit, but it feels like you should give the kid another. He was your number four overall pick, although the coach does not seem to like to play him very much. This feels like one of those decisions made by that kook Ursay.
But hold on.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. As long as I've been playing sports, which is pretty much all my life, there's one position that never tapped his head to come out of a game. Okay? Think about that.
The kicker?
As long as I've been playing football.
The kicker.
And the quarterback.
Well, the kicker has like four snaps a game.
But I'm just saying, you've never seen a kicker.
Right. Or the quarterback. Right? So, something ain't right there. When he tapped his head. Yeah, buddy, you're the fourth pick. We don't have another one of you. right? You got backup running backs.
Yep.
Even linemen. I've never seen a lineman do it.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I've never seen it, but, dude.
So
your rat's up a ship?
No. I think they need to teach him.
Oh!
Teach him the ways of the quarterback. That's like, the guy only had like 13 starts in college. So what kind of project you think you getting? There's some things that he going to have to work through. And if you keep folding up shop on him, every time he do something that, well, a guy who only started 13 games would do, then that's on you.
Jennifer?
I'm also not rats off a ship here.
All right. Are you glad about this, Vlad? You don't have to face Flacco revenge game?
You know what's going to happen, right?
What?
He's going to go off.
Man.
Look like a superstar against my only way to do that is against the Jets.
He really
looks
like can't a superstar. He can't throw.
I know he can't throw, but he's gonna do one play where he'll be like at the 10-yard his own 10-yard line, throw an 80-yard dart. Jets lose 10-7 to the Colts, and then that's it.
You already got the score 10-7.
It's already in his mind. He's already predetermined it.
You know what I mean? Like Anthony Richardson, they're like, oh, he's you know, he's shown that he's grown and matured.
Keep in mind, the Jets haven't done well against the run either.
Oh, Jonathan Taylor would go crazy. But I am rats off a ship on him. I don't think he's good. He's too raw. And like you
right,
said,
but see, here's the deal, Vlad. That's not his fault.
No, it's their fault, but it's also his fault. But it's also he also has to take accountability that
but they should have got on him and corrected it instead of dismissing him.
Right.
Because he's so raw. That's my whole point, is that there. See, coaches and organizations and players are sometimes on two different paths, right? And one doesn't have the patience that the other one may need for a raw player like this. Because if you don't win, that coach is getting graded based on that. They ain't gonna say, oh, well, he had a raw quarterback. And so that's why a coach might be quick to change, quarterbacks because he want to win now because he don't want to lose his job.
Give us one more, Jennifer.
Mike Tyson knocking out Jake Paul.
I'm not rats off the ship on that. I'll let you that know.
I'm not rats off the ship.
Hey, Vlad just jumped.
I understand nobody wants
to. My turn.
I know nobody wants to be rats off a ship on it. But I'm rats off a ship. I just don't see it happening, dude. I just don't see it happening.
You know why? I've been fluctuating a lot, Tobin.
I'm 4 years younger than Mike.
Rats off a ship.
And I tried to do some shadow boxing. In the pool. And then I start thinking, Mike might get his ass kicked. That's wrong with this young fella. Did you see how big
Jake Paul is?
Jake Paul looks.
Yeah, he's on the juice of the gills.
Yeah,
dude. I mean, he wasn't punching a pad. He was punching a giant donut. That's what they had him punching.
Yep.
A giant donut. Because he probably ain't that accurate, and he probably didn't hit the guy in the head.
I did see his brother try and hit mitts once. Didn't go well.
But do you,
right.
We do understand.
He kept missing the mitts.
We do understand that. This is, even though he's 61.
Apparently, it could be canceled if Tyson doesn't pass two important tests.
Yeah.
Trust me, it ain't getting canceled.
It ain't going to get canceled. It's too much money.
It better not get canceled.
But they might have to sedate him.
So. Dude, do you understand? How can I put this? He is closer to my arch nemesis than he is to Jake Paul in age.
Who's your arch nemesis?
Well, you know who I say I could kick his ass on all.
Oh, Chuck Norris?
Chuck Norris. He's closer in age to Chuck Norris.
Kick your head off your body.
My immediate went to Skip Bayless.
Hey. I told him, Vlad, this ain't no joke. You could bring Chuck Norris and all of his friends, and I'll pick up Chuck Norris and beat the hell out of
him. Chuck Norris will karate kick you to the...
How hard do you think an 80-year-old could kick?
We're not doing this again. We're not getting into this right now.
He's going to kick you right back to Texas, Mike.
A former Miami Dolphin kind of ripping the holy hell out of the team. Tell you about it next.
Oh, wait. Question. Real quick. Is he still playing football?
He is.
Okay. Okay.
Back after this.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.